Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Welcome to the Roundtables, where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationship. It is amazing how we can come together, being at different parts of the world, but through the internet, connect. You know, God created, allowed the internet to be created for His good. I just believe that. I believe that. And out of all the things that are created to be good, we recognize that the enemy tries to come in and duplicate. See, that's Satan's job. He comes to duplicate what God has created. But those who love the Lord can see the good. They have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Therefore, they can expand and see within any system how to use it to glorify the kingdom of God. So I just want to say good morning, and good morning to you, audience. It is my pleasure to get up this morning and to be able to have health and strength to come on the radio. You know, that's the blessing right there. It is a blessing. Sometimes we just overlook some blessings, you know. It's just so natural that we don't count them as blessings. It's just what we do. We get up in the morning, we wake up, blessing. Don't even think about it. That's just what we do. It's a normal thing. You know, it's just automatic. It's just like thinking. You don't have to think to think. Things just come up in your mind. You know, that's a blessing to be able to process information, to hear the Holy Spirit speak to you. A blessing. And you know, you start talking, and your intro conversations, that's the ongoing conversations in your head, they start talking time as your eyes open, you know, boom, 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 boom. Even sometimes before your eyes open, you're just laying there and talking. It's a blessing to be able to be cognitive enough to know where you are and to be able to know that your legs are moving and your arms are moving. It's a blessing when you roll off the bed and you can hit your feet on the ground or on the floor and start walking. It's a blessing. See, there's so many blessings that we receive that sometimes we lose it when we concentrate on one thing. And sometimes the enemy will put that one thing to keep you so distracted that you miss the many things that God is doing in your life. So again, good morning. I have good news. God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world, literally around the world. And I welcome you, all mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, because we do have men that are listening too. Occasionally I get a good little comment from some of them because they says, you know, we just want to know what mothers and daughters are doing. We want to know how to deal with our daughters and how to deal with our wives or girlfriends, you know, because, you know, they think we are peculiar people anyway. But, you know, we understand mothers and daughters, don't we? So we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world. And when you come to the Blog Talk Radio on Saturday morning and we're sitting here at the round table, you really are coming to a place where you can nurture your relationship. Because whatever it is, if you want to speak on it, we are willing to talk about it. But when you come and I see that you're on that switchboard, I don't know everybody's number, but when I see the numbers are there, I know you're there, then I know you're coming to get something. We don't go to the fountain or to the sink to get water, turn the fountain on, and then walk away. We come to drink. So we drink and we go away with something. And hopefully what we are praying for here, when I say we, is Cynthia, my co-host, and Deborah's been with us on and off. So, you know, I don't know if she's on there this morning, but I will look and see in a little bit. I'm not on the switchboard. But Deborah comes, and whoever else, and you all are on there. I'm not trying to just pick anybody out because Lord knows we want you to talk. But we try to share what God has placed on our heart. When I give the topic that the Holy Spirit has given us, then it just, God will touch you. And whatever he touched you and say to you in your heart, I just remind you of something. I believe that he's nudging you to say it because somebody out here on the airway needs to hear that. You know, I can't be an all in all for anybody. I'm not even an all in all for myself. So we don't come as all in all for you. We just come to enlighten and share a testimony of our experiences of what God has placed in our heart to share. So don't feel like, you know, you got to be all proper and you got to have it all together in order to share, or somebody's going to hear your stuff. You know, God already knows your stuff. He already knows it. Nobody can't see you. Nobody can't judge you. All they're going to hear is a voice. They don't even know who you are. And so don't let the enemy steal the joy of you blessing someone else, because we have to be blessed in a way to be a blessing. And sometimes we're blessed and we don't realize we're blessed. We may think it's a hardship. What, Lord, why did this happen to me? Well, I needed you to experience that, Bessie, so that you could be a blessing to someone else. If Jesus hadn't experienced the cross, we would never be blessed. So, you know, come on. We're not going through hanging on the cross and nails in our hands and our feet and piercing in our side and 39 whips on our back and the torment and torture and the agony that he went through. We're not, nothing that we experience is even come close. You don't even want to, when you think about it like that, you don't even want to say your head hurting or your toes is sore. You know, you don't even want to talk about that because it's so minute. But yet, it's significant if you're going through it. So all I'm saying is, if the Lord touch your heart, and I don't know why he's telling me that today. He may be going to touch somebody's heart, you know, wanting to say something but don't. But it's very strong in my spirit. Just talk to me. That's all you got to do. Just talk to me. Don't worry about who else out there listening. And got to get the message across. He can't use me and Cynthia and Deborah just only to talk. He's trying to pull us all together so everybody can share. So, again, this is a place where mother and daughters come to nurture their relationship. And we're based on the word of God, knowing that Jesus Christ is his son and the Holy Spirit is our guide and our comforter. So with that in mind, I'm going to bring on my host. Let me go to the board here. Give me a second. There we go. Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you, girl. Loud and clear today.
And let me tell you something. He is so here and he is so everywhere, and he knows our most intricate details of life. And when you opened up and you started talking about just God knowing and how we miss the blessings of God because we become so consumed by that one thing that we allow the enemy to put on our frontal cortex. It is just, we had guests over last night, and this is one of the things we were talking about. When these kind of things happen and when you're tempted to be focused on that thing that you desire, you can miss all the blessings of God because you got that one-track mind and it's all on what you want, and And if God allowed anything else other than that, we want to complain. And we're not minimizing audience. Please don't get that twisted. We're not minimizing what God allows us to go through, even though it may be a stump tool. But when it hurts, it hurts. And so we're not minimizing it. We're just simply saying that when you allow yourself to get focused on that one thing, we will miss the blessings of God. And, again, God always allow us to come together as one when it comes to subject matters. And so the very fact that that came out of your mouth, I just had to laugh because God knows where we are. I just thank God that I'm here to share this morning the very essence of the Heavenly Father, letting us confirm it once again that he knows exactly where we are, and that it's okay.
Now, before we get too far in, I meant to ask you to do the prayer before we got into the conversation part.
Absolutely.
But that's, you want to do that first?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Dear Father, we come asking Father God for forgiveness, of allowing the enemy to steal your word, because it is in the absence of keeping your word before us that we allow the message of the enemy to steal. And Father God, we just ask you, Father God, to immerse our minds and hearts with thy word. So, Father God, that when life is happening, that we will remember that we are blessed, despite how it looks, despite what we can and cannot see. We know that we are blessed as long as we have breath and air, and that you are in our lives. And it will be okay if we just stay with our minds on you and your word. So, Father God, you promised to never leave us. You promised to never forsake us, Father God. And that word forsake is so important that we gain the understanding of what that word means. It does not mean that you're going to give us everything that we ask you for. And we need to be cognizant of that, Father God. It just means that you will never leave us, because you're always with us, even in our moments of distress. And Jesus Christ is a perfect example of that, hanging on the cross, when he asked, Father God, why have thou forsaken me? Knowing that you were with him, but yet you still allowed him to go through what he went through, because it was all part of your plan. And so, Father God, help us to be on your agenda with the plan that you have for our lives, and not let us get stuck on what we desire in this world. We thank you, Father God, for conversations like this that we need to hear, because people are hurting. People are desiring. Just this past couple of days, a couple of renowned actors and TV personalities have committed suicide in moments of darkness, of forgetting how blessed they really were. And so, Father God, it just goes to show money does not make for happiness. But, Father God, we know that it is in your word that we can stand and rise above the enemy. But when we get so stuck on what we think it should look like, that we too can succumb to the enemy. And so, Father God, I pray for their family members of those who left behind to try to gain some kind of understanding of it. But, Father God, I pray right now that you will allow those who need to speak on this radio show today so they can gain a different perspective about what it is that you're allowing in their lives. But, Father God, we know that you're real. We're determined to trust and believe in you despite where our mind takes us. We know the importance of bringing it all back to you, that you hear us, Father God. Father God, you said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. So why shall I be afraid? It is in those moments of fear that we allow the enemy to come in. So, So, Father God, forgive us of fury and help us to stand according to thy word, and let those who need to speak today get through on the radio in order that they can gain a new perspective of the Lord. And with that, I say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. All right. That sums it up right there. It is. It's amazing. You're going to be amazed when you hear the topic for the day. Well, you won't be amazed. It'll just be confirming.
It'll just be confirming.
Hold one second. Lord, let's see. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
How are you doing today?
Good morning.
I'm great.
How are you, ladies? I'm doing good. It's absolutely a wonderful day. I dare not even complain. I mean, the Lord has just been showing me some stuff in my reading and Bible studies for this week. And I'm just like, it all really is good. It really is. It all is. So how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm just dandy. Just waking up, drinking one of my smoothies, spinach and kale and all that cabbage and all of that, and I'm just sipping on that.
That sounds good. I had one this morning myself. All right. Well, you sip on that, and then I'll come back to you, okay? I'll be right back to you and Cynthia. All right.
Okay.
Yes, that is that's awesome. That's what I do, too, in the morning. Get up and get that bought a juicer, and I tell you, that juicer is, I get that in me just to make sure I get raw vegetables in me every morning. Might want to try it, audience. You know, I'm seeing some effects. I used to do it every day, and at least every 3 days I fast with just juicing the month, my husband and I. And it got to the point I'd do 10 days, and then I got away from it. So I'm circling back around, audience. You know, sometimes we have good intentions, and then things happen, and we have to go back and remind ourselves where did we get off at. So anyway, I was doing small talk while I get here back to my other board. Again, for the newcomers coming on, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, sitting at the round table with Cynthia and Deborah, and we are going to share with you today what the Lord has placed on our hearts. It is absolutely a time for prayer. Cynthia did a wonderful prayer this morning, and just touching on topics that, you know, we sometimes just don't recognize that we need to pray. Sometimes we think when there's stars and people are famous and, you know, we pray for the average, what we call the average person. But they are more average than ever because, you know what, they have the money and they don't have the love or the blessings because they get so wrapped up and they forget. And sometimes they don't get to God. I'm not saying everybody, but I'm just saying that's the way the devil can trick a lot of people, just through the play of money and power and fame. And you can have all of that through Christ, and he can't even touch you with that. It's better to have it through Christ than to have it out there in the world. So we know that. It's greater that he is in us than he is in the world. So, again, I'm your host, and we're here at the round table with mothers and daughters from around the world. Our stimulating topic this morning is unseen blessings for mothers and daughters. Like I told Cynthia and Deborah a few minutes ago, you know, you're going to be amazed at the topic. You know, as I wake up, and for newcomers that are on here today, you may not know, I just get up on Saturday morning now. I'm so cool with this thing, I don't even sweat. I get up on Saturday morning, lay up in the bed, and my alarm goes off. I say, okay, Holy Spirit, what are we talking about today? And I just rest, and he'll come back with the topic. So this morning he told me, unseen blessings for mothers and daughters. And I was like, wow, okay. And then he started breaking it down to me, unseen blessings. I gave a little bit of it away when I was talking earlier. You know, we don't see the blessings, the many blessings that's happening every second, blessings every second. Every time you breathe in air, blessing, breathe in air, blessing, breathe out air, blessing. Because, you know, you have to have the air in order to live. You can't breathe. You're going to have a problem. So, you know, you got, it's Breathe in, get that oxygen, go straight to your brain. Breathe out, carbon monoxide, going out. It's a system that God has in place, and it works and it operates. But you have to know each time that you're breathing in air, it's a blessing. When you can move your eyes around and you can look and see a different view, it's a blessing. When you can take your hands and just reach out and pick something up without even thinking about it, it's a blessing. When you can talk to God Almighty, it's a mighty blessing. Just think back in the day when you couldn't even talk to God. You had to go through a prophet to talk to God. And you had to pray and hope that they're right in what they're delivering to you from God. Now you got Jesus who gives you full blanche. You can just walk up and talk to God whenever you want to through his name. Here, I give you my name. I give you my power. I give you my authority. Use it. Use it. I am that I am. So when you know that you have a relationship with God, you got more blessings than you'll ever, ever be able to recognize. There are things happening in the spiritual realm that protects you, that guides you and leads you through the Holy Spirit. And you don't even know it. You don't even have a clue. And so we just walk around with our heads up, thinking about this one thing, and all of a sudden, we're missing the big point. Missing the big point. The big point is how he said, I will not allow evil to come near your dwelling. You're a child of God. And this is what I was reading just yesterday. This is in 1 John 5. And it says, for everyone who has been born of God, 5:4. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Listen to that. Overcomes the world. If you're born of God, you overcome the world. You don't even have to worry about what the world trying to do to you. It's not going to work. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. And then how do you know that you have faith? You know, a lot of times people say, how do I know I have faith, Dr. Fletcher? You know, I'm just trying to get my faith. I used to worry about that, too. I'm like, do I have enough faith? I know I got enough faith as a mustard seed. I look at a mustard seed, Lord, I know I got that much faith. And I would put mustard seeds on my phone. I put mustard seeds on my refrigerator, everywhere, just to look at them and say, I know I got that much faith. Come on now. But it says, and this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you automatically have faith to overcome the world. See, the faith, a lot of times we think the faith is in believing in our health. The faith is in believing in finances. The faith is, you got to break that thing out. No, you have faith. When you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that's your faith. That's all the faith that you need. Everything else comes from right up under that. He didn't say you got to break this thing out. He said, that's your faith. That's when you believe that, you've overcome the world. That's it. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to talk about. It is done. You are victorious over everything. Now, you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that. Because if you don't believe that, then you will do what? You're really killing your own faith. You either believe Jesus is the Son of God or you don't. And you might say, well, yeah, I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Then that's your faith. Then what? Why are we going back and forth wondering if God's going to do something. Wondering if God's going to do something. You already done it. You already demonstrate. Because he says, if you love my son, then you love me. You can't love me without loving my son. There's only, Jesus said, there's the only way to get to the Father, and that's through me. And Jesus represents what? Love. And the word of God. So I'm saying all of that to say this. You got to have your foundation right. And once you get your foundation right, and you know, and I'm not talking about something you really don't know, if you're in the word and you're studying, as you read the word, the unseen becomes seen. The Holy Spirit will show you things, sometimes so miraculous that you want to run and tell the world, but you know if you try to tell somebody, they're not going to understand it. It wasn't for them. They won't get it. Because I've done that many times. You know, wow, the Holy Spirit showed me this, that, and the other, and people looking at you like, really? And I'm not talking about people in the world. I'm talking about people who know God and got a relationship with God. Doesn't mean a hill of bean to them because it wasn't intended for them. See, each of us are on our own separate journeys and our paths and the will of God for our life is designed individually. So he's going to tell me things where I am in my life, what I need, and he's going to tell you things where you are. And the level of things that are unseen that are seen to me is according to where I am in my relationship with God. He knows that I believe Jesus Christ is his son, was raised from the dead. Yeah, he knows that. So my faith is in his hand. I just told Jesus, I said, you know what? My faith is in your hand. I'm not going to even try to break this thing down, believing for these little mini minute things. I'm just going to put my faith in your hand, and I know you can do anything that I ask you to do if you will, and I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to look at, do I have enough Federal Reserve notes for today? I'm not going to look at that. No, that's a distraction from Satan. God wants you to stay focused. What did I send you here to do, Bessie? What did I ask you to do? If you could focus on what I asked you to do, keep your eyes on the kingdom. You do the kingdom work, and all those things I will add to you. Even though you may be attacked in some way, he's coming at you. It's a distraction. It's a distraction to keep you from focusing on what I sent you here to do. All these many things that are happening to the world, that's why he said you're in the world, but you're not of the world. And so you can't get caught up. All we can do is pray and ask for peace in the world. And pray for the love of each of us, that we will love each other. That's the commandment, that we will all follow the commandment. If we all just follow that one commandment, everything else in the world will be taken care of. If everybody loves each other the way that Jesus loved us, there will be no wars, there will be no hunger, there will be no poverty, you know, no fighting, killing. None of this would happen. Wouldn't that be a joyous day? He said, well, Dr. Fletcher, then that's heaven. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But it can be heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. So he's saying it's possible if we believe. We got to believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, you believe in love. And if you believe in love, then peace. And I was reading and he said, you know, those who really love Jesus, those who really know him, it is very hard for you to sin. And that's the truth. You don't want to sin because you have such a great love in your spirit that you don't want to sin. Things that you used to think about don't even come up anymore. Why? Because of the unseen blessing. You are protected. You don't realize angels standing beside you. I was looking at a little video, and as I was telling my daughter, I said, you know, it's the most powerful video. even though it was a cartoonish kind of a characters, it was so powerful. This gentleman was walking, leaving his office, and he was walking down the street. And it says, above it said, Christian. And he was walking down the street. And beside him was the two biggest angels walking beside him. And as he was walking down the street, you know, there was some people that was on the side talking and obviously talking evil, because there was devil images all around them, you know, like little devil angels just hovering all around them. And when he came through, they just lifted up. They couldn't stand in that space. They had to leave. The time as he passed, they zooped right back down on the people. Then he came through a street, and then there was a bunch of boys standing on the corner smoking pot and doing whatever they were doing, drinking, cursing, music loud. When he walked past, the devil zooped up, because the angels, they couldn't be in that space. And when he left, he was right back down on them. And he walked, and he got to his house. When he got into his house, there was angels all around his children, all in the house. And the two large angels, they stood at the door. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's what I got from it. And it just did something for me. And I thought, God, I'm walking in my house. I'm moving around. The unseen. And that's, I think, where the Holy Spirit pulled that out, because we had this conversation this week. And many of you know the images that I've shared with you of the angel standing at my window, 100 feet tall. I mean, just standing there, 3 days in a row, he came. 1 minute passed, 4:13 one day, 4:14 the next day, 4:15 the next day, 3 days in a row. And the Holy Spirit just reminded me that they are there. They're with you. That's what he told me. And when I saw that video, it just reminded me of the unseen things that are going on around us. Don't focus on what the devil is trying to show you right now. Just think of all the good that Jesus is doing. All the good. He's keeping you from accidents. He's keeping people from coming in across your path that could cause you harm. He's watching over you, and every negative word and every curse that anybody try to put on you, the angels are there to knock them out. Just bat them right on back so they can't get near you. Unseen blessings. Unseen blessings. So that's why I'm happy today, because I said, God, you know, I just thank you. Thank you for that I don't see. Thank you. He told the angels, don't let a toe hit a rock. You lift her up. Oh, something's getting ready to happen. Because he tried to come up with some crazy stuff last week on me. I went to the doctors. The doctor said, oh, I can't find anything. Just terrible headache. Just pressure on my head. Went to the emergency room. Nothing. I knew it wasn't anything, because my daughter and I prayed. The devil's a liar. We'll go get the confirmation to prove him wrong. Went right in there, got the confirmation. Went to a regular doctor the other day just to get my blood done. Again, boom, nothing. They said, we don't understand where it's coming from. I know exactly where it's coming from. He's trying to get me off focus. Something God is getting ready to show me, and he wants me to stay focused on that. And the enemy is trying to block me. And you have to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if you're on a path, and you know you're on a path, and God has you on that path, his job is to try to stop you. My path is to get to mothers and daughters on God's time. I try to rush it. No, on God's time. And his job is, okay, something is happening, and I got to stop her right quick, because something is coming together. God is putting, here she comes. She's still on it. She hasn't stopped. She hasn't faced. I done tried all kinds of things. She hasn't faced. She hasn't given up. The Job effect. We all have the Job effect. May not be as enticing and as devastating, I'm going to say, as Job, but think about it. Things come on you for a reason, and you got to believe God and not believe man, and God will walk you right through it and bless you with double, and bless you with double. So unseen blessings, let's look at when we say unseen, and then I'm going to go back to the switchboard. Now, when I'm talking about unseen here, you know, people say unseen. Unseen is the hidden things in life. It's hidden from your natural eyes. That's why God shows us things in dreams. And sometimes we say we have a deja vu. The deja vu is a previous dream that we've had. And when it happens, it feels real to us. And we go, well, what in the world? How did that happen? I've been here before. This looks familiar. Yeah, it's in a dream. It is unobserved information or things. Have you ever driven, or you have driven, say, one path to work, day in and day out and day in and day out, and one day you just look over and see something, my goodness, as many times as I've been coming down this road, I never noticed that was there. Unseen things. But something happened and you had a focus in that area and you saw something that you didn't even know was there, and you've been traveling that road for years. Things that are invisible. That's the spirit. No one has seen God. We worship a God we've never seen. He's unseen. He's invisible. But yet we know once we receive Jesus Christ, you get the spirit of connection. You've never seen the Holy Spirit. We've never seen Jesus. Some have. We haven't in this lifetime. So we read the Bible. And we believe the unseen messages, the unseen stories as our truth. And once you believe that, he says, I believe this happened to Jesus. Something connects in your spirit. And through that, you connect it to a higher spirit, the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, you get to talk to God and you can hear him talk back to you. Unseen miracles. That's what you're getting, unseen miracles. And you believe it. That's why he said, and Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You get it? You get it? It's the things hoped for. You're hoping for things. You already have them. It's just the evidence of things not seen. You don't see them now in your physical eyes. But as long as you know that you know, just as I have not seen Jesus, just as I've not seen God or the Holy Spirit, I believe that they're real. So I'm going to believe that whatever I ask of God, that it's real. It's unseen right now, but I believe it's going to come into my seen world, into my vision, and it'll be tangible. It'll be substance that I can touch. Therefore, it becomes my reality. So anybody that's looking for a blessing, anybody that's wondering where God is, you don't have to do that anymore. He's with you. You can't see him, but you can feel him. And how do you feel him? You feel him through love. And the same way you can believe something that you have not seen, and you know that it's real, everything that you have is based on Jesus, then why can't you believe that if he told you, I will give you according to my riches in glory, Philippians 4:19. Then according to his riches in glory, then that's more than you could ever use on this earth. Why can't we believe his word? Have faith in God. Mark 11:22-23-24. Tells you exactly what to do. It says if you believe in your heart and don't doubt it, you shall have what you say. If you can believe that there's a Jesus, there's a God, and there's a Holy Spirit, then why can't you believe what he said? Because through what he said, that's how you get your unseen blessing. He's a man that won't lie. So the unseen blessings are working in your life right now as you sit and listen to me on this radio. All you got to do is receive it. Father God, I receive your word into my life, and I believe that what you say is true, and I stand on the truth. In Jesus' name. And go on about your business. Don't even think about it anymore.
I got you open.
Cynthia, I got you open, Deborah. Whew, go ahead. Who wants to go first? Cynthia, you want to go?
Sure. I almost never read the word before I get on the radio. I always go into the word because I don't want to stop if I'm not done. But this morning I got up and God got me up in time to read the word. And I'm telling you, Dr. Fletcher, it's everything that you have said. And my birth audience, I strongly encourage you to read Psalm 27. And the commentary this morning talks about courage. Psalm 27:1, fear of the unknown is like fear of darkness. We are afraid because we cannot see what is ahead. We worry more about what we cannot see than what we can see. The songstress, however, shows us our real source of courage. We can rest in the knowledge that God will give us the light we need. When we need it, he always throws light on the distant future in which we can see an eternal place of rest and safety. God's care is not always visible to us when we are on that dark path, but ultimately we are in his care. When we are afraid, remember the final destination towards which God is moving you and relax. Even in the darkness. And I was reminded of Dr. King's speech when I read that, because he said, well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead of us, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop and I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life, longevity as its place. But I'm not even concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. We got to be happy right now. Every moment that God allows us, I'm not worried about anything he says. I'm not fearing any man because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And if that's not a shouting moment right there, there will not be one, because God knows where we are every moment, and he allows us to see beyond where we are if we hold on to his word. It is in his word that we can rise above those moments of darkness. And if we don't get in the habit of holding on to the blessings, And God brought this to me a couple of nights ago about how the enemy steals because the seed is planted in different soil. And so, guys, if we don't get in the habit of rising above the moment, the enemy can consume us and overtake us. I don't have anything else to say other than that. Deborah, jump in there, girl.
Mm. Well, I wanted to just I was just going to say it's amazing how it's just amazing. Go ahead, Deborah.
I got a couple things. Let me say this here too. When you start reading the word, and I was saying, I'm a few minutes early, so I'm going to read the word, and I went to John, but I had started on John about 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about the people don't believe that I am who I say I am. I am the son of the Father. The Father sought me, and it was just awesome how you went back to talk about the love and the people, you know, not believing God. God heals a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and truth and all in all. So I was just like, wow, okay. And then when Cynthia said what she said, I'm just like, you know, some days I just want to say amen. I don't ask God, you know, never let me just talk to be talking because you say, hey, go ahead and chime in. And, you know, I want to always say something that the Lord tell me to say. And I just want to get his testimony about believing in God and little blessings. To me, it's a big blessing, but to somebody, it might be a little one. But let me just say it real quick. I went on a cake fast, because I overindulged, and then I can't read the numbers on the streets when I'm driving. You know what I'm talking about, diabetes. They say diabetes, but I don't claim it. And so this day I was doing a group, facilitating a group, and I said to them, I say, if God could get me off drugs, and I believe that God can get me off drugs, and God got me off drugs and kept me off of drugs, and it's been almost 8 years, never, ever even, you know, touched or tampered or whatever, and if God could get me off drugs, God can stop me from eating cake. It's good to me, but it's not good for me. So I told the group, I said, I would like to go on a little fast, or whatever y'all want to call it, to the group. I said, and give up cake, because I can't control cake, and cake has found its way to control me, and it's not good because it's a health issue. Not one piece, two pieces, but like now I have four pieces of cake. You know, so anyway, make the story short. So that was Wednesday of last week. So every time I go on Publix, you know, the bakery is right there. And I usually go over and I touch the cake and I put it in my cart and I take it out and do all these things with the cake. And I look at it, how good it is and how much it costs and the calories. And usually I win the battle. Usually I win in that order, just like that when I go on Publix. It's always that. Usually I win the battle. So this particular day, it's Wednesday. So Friday I went in Publix and I got to go buy. And I always remember, God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you because you're weak. He going to strengthen you. And I had to believe. I said, Lord, if you got me on Christ, that's a testimony. I got to believe that same thing I believe did so that it can work. That's faith, having faith in God. He's able to do all things with fail. So I went in Publix Friday, and I walked past the cake, and I looked at the cake, and the cake didn't do me nothing. I didn't stop. I didn't play
in
with
Jesus
it.
Name.
I didn't touch it. I went on to the dinner like I was supposed to. It came out the other end. And that was 2 days. I said, ooh, Jesus, I got 2 days in. Saturday came. I said, I got 5 more days. You know, and I looked up. It was so easy because I surrendered and gave it to God. And I just brought his word back. I said, Lord, you said I can do all things through you who strengthen me. I believe. Therefore, I receive. And do you know I went a whole week and didn't have a piece of cake? That's a miracle.
In Jesus' name.
You know, and
amen.
So now when I come off the fast and I see how God, it wasn't even a challenge.
Now you're talking about somebody that can't pass by cake without touching cake, without buying cake. It wasn't even a challenge in the week. And I went by Publix again Wednesday, the same day, the next week. No, my week was up. I went by the cake and I said the cake, ha ha, got you. Ha ha, got you, baby. Ha ha, I got you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I got you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had to do
that.
I'm telling you, little blessings that people take. It ain't always the big stuff. It's little stuff. When I get besides myself and think that I arrive and smell it myself, I take the long way home. But I see people that ain't got no leg. I want to complain about, Lord, you going to fix my leg, and I believe you and my unbelief and all that. And I just go home the long way. And then when I get to a stop sign, I say, Lord, I won't complain. The man ain't got no legs to put no shoes on. The man ain't got no oil to put no shirt in. Lord, the man got one eye. I can't see his way across the street. I won't complain. Thank you for every blessing when I go to realize. Thank you that I don't cut my middle finger off, you know, with people when they cut me off. Thank you that I don't cuss to people. That's a blessing. Thank you that I made a man out there moving the car. Thank you that I didn't get in an accident from one light to the next. Thank you, Lord. Blessings all around us. I just thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And what I see with that, Deborah, is like, you know, sometimes, and that's what the Holy Spirit was showing me. We look at, you know, we see the big things and what we call big, but a blessing is a blessing. It's like a sin is a sin. A blessing is a blessing. Because you knew if you didn't stop eating the cake, it was going to lead into something else that God had to, you could have stopped here now or go through a journey that you didn't have to go through because you didn't trust God at this point. You tried him at this point before you went through the needles and the pills and dialysis, you know what I'm saying? And then and God, you know, you got to believe God, okay, Lord. Oh, you know, it's a harder journey to go through where you, if you believe me, he said, believe me, come to me in all things. People don't want to come to God and the cake, oh, girl, you go to God, waste God's time for some cake. No, and he said all things. I even asked him if I'm buying some shoes. I said, Holy Spirit, can I buy these shoes? Because I look at it, I can buy these shoes, go stepping out there, acting all cute like I am, and then he'll fall and pop and break and I fall and hit my head because I had asked God, can I have them shoes? You know what I'm saying? I take it serious. I asked him, can I have these shoes? Because I know if he say yes, then those are blessed shoes. I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
So.
I love it. I love it. And you know what, Judge, you guys, I said this morning, Daddy, you know I believe. Help me to receive your word. And it's oftentimes, God said we have the, God, Fletcher, you mentioned this morning, we have the faith of a mustard seed. But we have to ask God to help us to receive it because we are believers, but are we receiving? I asked God this morning to immerse my soul with his word. Help me to receive your word. So when I'm tempted, and we will be tempted, don't get it twisted. Because even the enemy tried to tempt Jesus. We will be tempted. But you have to, like you said, we have to go back and say, God, help me. Receive your word. I believe your word. Now I need to receive your word so I can stand on it when I'm tripping. Because we will trip. It's just human nature to trip over ourselves and trip over what we want. And so that's how the enemy trips up. What we want. But we have to.
But can you imagine our angels? I'm sorry. I thought you said.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that, and can you imagine our angels that are standing beside us and say, really, Master? Really? Yeah. Didn't I show up? He showed up with you, and then you still going to walk like you scared or something? You should be walking with your shoulders back, head up. Yeah, that's right. That's me. Yeah, I'm coming too. Because you know I'm here with you. You know I've shown myself to you. I'm beside you. How dare you fear? Wow. You know, come on. We just got to believe it. We got to believe it.
We got to receive it.
Yeah.
We believe it. Now, we got to
believe
it.
Well, everybody don't believe. We got to talk to the whole audience.
Yeah.
Everybody
don't believe.
But if you believe it, then you're going to ask God to help you receive it. So let's make it clear. Because, some people feel like, well, I can't believe. I don't know if I got the faith. Yeah. And then you got some people that don't even believe in Jesus Christ this morning. You know, they listen, but, they seeking. Just like, everybody got to get there. So we're here to tell you, it's a simple thing. All you got to do is ask God to come into Jesus, come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. As simple as that. And that you want to serve
Amen.
Him. And then ask him to put the Holy Spirit in your heart. And sometimes we get to talking and we forget to tell you how to do it. How to go
Absolutely.
To God. How to receive Jesus Christ. And then once you believe that you receive, once you say that, just believe that you receive it. And then that's the same thing Cynthia's talking about. We got to believe that we receive what we believe. Because if you don't believe you receive Jesus Christ, then how you know you're saved? Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We have to think of
the whole picture, everybody, because we don't know who's on here, just to make sure we don't get ourselves carried away too. But, our intent, audience, is to help you to get there. Yes, Lord. Deb, we got anything else to say? This is a good show. This is a really, really good show. We're coming close to the time. We got a few more minutes.
I just wanted to say how, you saw my blessings to wake up, blessings for your feet to hit the floor, blessings to be able to think a thought straight through and understand a thought and process, it's just a blessing to do a whole lot of things sometimes we take for granted. And I just thank God that some days I have to just sit back and say, Lord, thank you. I realize that I'm blessed because, I still got this little issue with the leg. It's healed. It just ain't took the manifestation and the physical. And so I long to be able to run across the street like some people. It just make me appreciate, what I might have took for granted, being able to walk normal because I got a limp.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, uh-huh. How it's going to pan out. I see the doctor in 2 weeks. But it's just a blessing to be able. And the good part about it, I said, Lord, the good thing about it is it don't hurt all the time. It's not like I'm on it. It don't stop me from nothing. I ain't missed no work. I ain't missed no money. I'm out of school for a few months. And then it's just like it could be worse. But I thank God. Yeah, I say, well, Lord, maybe you ain't removing. Maybe this is going to be my thorn in the side that I got to, to keep me buffed, to keep me, So I don't know, but I said my attitude will not change as I go through this thing, because sometimes people pray and they don't see God answering and start to doubt, is God really real? I know God real. It don't depends on what was going on with me. I know he real because he done showed himself to me way before. If he don't do nothing else for me, I know that he real. And then if I don't understand, but I know that he real and it got nothing to do with it. I ain't get my blessing yet and my leg still. No, God's still real.
Yeah.
I just gotta walk it through. Keep my attitude right.
Yeah.
Keep believing, keep proclaiming my healing, and keep doing the best I can do in the state I'm in because he did allow me to get up and be able to walk on it. On a torn ACL
Amen.
And a torn, all that torn stuff. I can walk on it. It's some days hurt, but I just sit out. But I could get around. It ain't stop me from getting around. I just move a little slow now. I just watch people a little more, you know what I mean?
I am moving fast.
He was like, you always move. Every time I see you speak, slow me down. Yes, it is.
Well, see the thing over there, see, Deborah, the Holy Spirit told me this, and then we're at the end of the show. I know y'all can't believe this, but it came up, I said, while you were talking, that this tape, the fact that you gave up this tape, you're going to see a miraculous difference in your health, starting with your knees. Watch and see. That's what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you.
Wow, thank you. I receive it too. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on, ladies. You won't believe it. This is it. 1 second.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, ladies, that's it. Thank you very much, Tanya. We'll see you next Saturday.
Love you guys.
Don't worry about the unseen. Just believe God, and you will see what He wants you to see, what He wants you to see. It. In Jesus' name.
Love you, ladies.
Thank you. This is a great show.
Good show. Bye-bye.